And in fact, even some of the very early ones, some of those ones which are now dated to about 14,000 years ago, there's black incrustations, and it's that carbonized material that's been dated. And we think that they were probably cooking up some vegetable materials. Perhaps they were cooking up fish broths. And it's possible that they were also cooking up nuts. And they were using a wide range of nuts, including acorns, that you need to cook and boil for a long time before you can actually eat them.
I think this is a really interesting point, that pots change your diet. New foods become available and usable only once they can be boiled. Heating shellfish in water forces the shells to open, making it easier to get at the contents, but also, and no less importantly, it sorts out which ones are bad. The bad ones stay closed. It's quite alarming to think of the trial and error involved in discovering which foods are in fact edible. There must have been plenty of horrible accidents on the way. But it's a process that was going on all over the world. The Jomon hunter-gatherer way of life, enriched and transformed by the making of Jomon pottery, didn't radically change for over 14,000 years. Although the oldest pots in the world were made in Japan, the technique didn't spread from there. Pottery seems to have been invented in different places at different times right across the world. The first pots known in the Middle East and North Africa were made a few thousand years after the earliest Jomon pots, and in the Americas it was a few thousand years after that. But almost everywhere in the world, the invention of the pot was connected with new cuisines and a more varied menu. Nowadays, Jomon pots are used as cultural ambassadors for Japan in major exhibitions around the world. Most nations look back to imperial glories or invading armies. And I think it's extraordinary that a technologically, economically powerful nation like Japan proudly places the very origins of its identity in the early hunter-gatherers. As an outsider, I find the meticulous attention to detail, the patterning on the surface, and the long continuity of Jomon traditions already very Japanese. Professor Takashi Doi again.
Japan has the longest pottery-making tradition in the world. The fine porcelains made by Japan's top craftsmen and women today have an inheritance lasting over 17,000 years. Jomon pots and culture have great resonance for many Japanese people today, perhaps because it speaks of the distinctive nature of Japanese culture that often stresses continuity through change.
But the story of our small Jomon pot doesn't end here, because I haven't yet described to you what is perhaps the most extraordinary thing of all about it, that the inside is, when you look, carefully lined with lacquered gold leaf.